Tomorrow, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads out on his first trip to Asia. He'll make stops in Japan, South Korea, and China. No reporters were invited to go with him on this trip, which instantly makes a lot of people scratch their heads. We wanted to know who is minding the shop in Washington at the State Department while Tillerson is away, because both deputy-level jobs remain unfilled. So do 6 undersecretary slots and 22 assistant secretary positions. Shocked? Well, last month, President Trump told Fox and Friends that he had no intention of filling many vacant government jobs.
Well, a lot of those jobs I don't want to appoint because they're unnecessary to have. You know, we have so many people in government. Even me, I look at some of the jobs, and it's people over people over people. I say, what do all these people do? You don't need all those jobs.
One of those vacant jobs at the State Department once belonged to Thomas Countryman. He was in the Foreign Service for 35 years, last serving as Assistant Secretary of State for International Security and Nonproliferation. I asked him why he thought the White House was leaving so many slots unfilled.
I think there's a rather benign explanation and then a more sinister one. The benign explanation is that it is difficult to find somebody who has perfect, unthinking loyalty to Mr. Trump, and who also is minimally qualified for the job that they would have to do and would need Senate confirmation. Those two groups of people may not intersect at all. The more difficult explanation, unfortunately, I believe to be true, that there's a deliberate policy on the part of the White House to let the State Department and other agencies atrophy, to ensure that there remains a vacuum in the analytical and leadership capability of state and other agencies, so that there is no one who can challenge the snap decisions that are coming out of the White House.
For you, what is the evidence of that?
The evidence for a deliberate policy not to staff the State Department is reflected in the fact that the White House is not allowing the State Department to do the kind of daily press briefing it's always done, and the White House proposal to cut the State Department budget by a third.
I mean, some analysts say there is a certain logic to this, and that is the nature of bureaucracy, that it gets bloated, and jobs should be trimmed every so often. Could that be what's going on here?
The mythology of the Trump campaign that the federal workforce is always growing is just plain false. We have the same number of federal employees today that we had in the late 1960s, when the population of the United States was half as much. Certainly, there are jobs that ought to be reprioritized, but the meat cleaver approach to save a nickel at the State Department so that you can spend a dollar at the Defense Department ends up being a very poor service to national security. Mr. Trump has said several times that the U.S. has expended in the Middle East on direct military cost and indirect cost some $6 trillion since 2000. He's probably exaggerating. It may only be $4 trillion or $5 trillion. But how much is $5 trillion? That's enough to fund the State Department at its current level for 100 years. In other words, if smart diplomacy allows you to avert crises and reduce military engagement in the Middle East even by 1%, the State Department has paid for itself.
I'm curious, do you converse at all with Trump supporters, and do you get a sense that they care about having that voice overseas?
To be honest, I haven't had many conversations with rank-and-file Trump supporters. I have had conversations with some of his people appointed in this administration. And I understand why it is difficult for an American citizen who perhaps has never traveled abroad to realize why it's important to have an active diplomatic policy. We don't have a State Department. We don't have a foreign policy because we love foreigners. We do it because we love Americans, and especially for the families of the greatest heroes in America, our servicemen and women. We want them to know that their loved ones will not be put into danger simply because we failed to even pursue non-military solutions.
Career Foreign Service Officer Thomas Countryman served in the State Department for 35 years. Thanks very much for your thoughts. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.